I am joined in studio right now with Let Them Roar. Hi, everybody. Thanks so much for joining.
Hi. Thanks for having us.
For anyone who is living under a proverbial rock, can we just go around starting with Olivia and do the introductions?
Hi, my name's Olivia Pevick, and I have the great fortune of singing with Let Them Roar.
Woohoo.
I'm Sophia Clark.
On guitar.
On guitar and vocals.
Excellent.
Hi, I'm Mateo, and I play the guitar in Let Them Roar.
Awesome.
He sings too. We all sing.
Right? Well, and that's something that I love so much about your sound is just the harmonies that you bring to absolutely everything you do. And this evening's performance in particular is about a harmony beyond just musical, a little bit of just more of a humanitarian harmony. Before we dive in, because I can't wait to let you, you know, do what you do best, could you speak a little bit about what tonight's about?
Who wants to speak about what's about tonight? We are launching a single, and the single is a song that we're going to play for you today. It's also a video and some beautiful artwork, and it's all inspired by the Sanctuary Movement. I would like to pass off explanation of the Sanctuary Movement to one of my colleagues.
The song is called I See My Light, and the Sanctuary Movement is it's actually a very ancient form of civil disobedience, but in recent decades has been a core resistance of the immigrant rights movement. When our government is failing to protect people, faith communities have been coming together to protect people. And so this started in the 1980s with refugees from El Salvador and Nicaragua, and now today there's been a resurgence in the last 5 to 10 years. And we had someone in Sanctuary in Carbondale, Sandra Lopez, for 10 months, a Two Rivers Unitarian Universalist. And we've developed close relationships with a couple of folks who are in Sanctuary in Colorado. So their power and bravery and the way that communities come together to demand the community that we want, one where everyone is honored and everyone is welcomed and respected,
safe.
And safe. That's what was the inspiration for this song. And so the sale of the song is going, all of the proceeds are going to these 5 women who've been in Sanctuary in Colorado.
I can't think of a better ado, so I'm going to turn off my mic, and I can't wait to hear I See Your Light.
Okay, we'll start with it then. The song is called I See My Light, and I think that's an important distinction because it requires that we each find our bravery.
Seem
my will. Na 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 na.
And Olivia, yeah. I love what you said earlier when I admittedly messed up the name of your title song. Sorry.
Okay.
But I see my light. Mm-hmm. And as you're talking about this larger movement and I think moment in history about our relationship with our immigrants, how much of I See My Light did you find yourself, I mean, is the song... I feel like it's an activism song. Is it calling as much upon, you know, our Anglo allies to see our own light, to step up a little?
Yeah, that's the only one I can sing to. the song was inspired by another song, and it became a sanctuary song when Sophia, the lyrics came to Sophia based on the words of our two friends who are living in sanctuary. But for me, this campaign has been one of the biggest things that I've ever undertaken. I'm undertaking the two biggest things ever at the same time. And this is one of them.
The other one is the art.
Yeah. I was just going to say, when you're not literally building the art way. Yes.
It's so particularly now, it feels like a mantra, you know, of like believing that it's worth working hard to express what you believe in, share your values, and call on people to see themselves as a part of everything that's happening. And a lot of our music does that. That seems to be a theme for sure. It's like, we are making this world. I am making this world. And to see that we can do that from our light place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because this is happening right now. I saw a headline just before walking into the station today about how Denver is on ICE's hit list, basically, of cities where they're targeting migrant families beginning on Sunday of this week.
Oh, gosh. Mm-hmm.
I can't write just heavy sighs in the room. When you think about what kind of legacy you want to leave and a recorded mark of I stood against this, right? I see a lot of heads nodding. How do you balance the, and I want to get into deeper conversations of balancing, like you've got your art and your music and activism, and it sounds like this is not... activism is not a new foray for you all as a group.
No, definitely not. But I would love to hear from, how about Mateo? We haven't heard his voice much yet.
What topic are we?
Activism and its history and let them roar.
Oh my gosh. Well, in this group, I've had the great fortune to witness everybody's strong beliefs and the way they unfold. When we get to put those in our art and into our songs and music, it fills me with a resonance that it feels whole. And I wonder if we could play a song to demonstrate. A few years ago, here in our hometown, Carbondale, the Thompson Divide was a big movement.
That's not the song we agreed on.
No. Okay. Well, the topic was activism.
Right. So, let's just talk about that.
Yeah. We had a set of songs come up from our involvement in the community related to oil and gas and their desire to move into the town here along the Thompson Divide. And I'm hearing that the song that came to mind is getting vetoed. But maybe if you come tonight to the launch pad, we will give it a go and remind us, and we'll put it on the set list. I think that would happen for sure. We've also had an opportunity to support the beautiful wildernesses that are all around us. We're surrounded by 5 wilderness areas in this valley, and we celebrated with the U.S. Forest Service the 50th anniversary of wilderness up in Aspen a few years ago.
Good ideas of the American government. Yay.
Yeah. Yeah. And that took place in that act was signed in 1964. And in the mid 60s, 1963 is when Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. gave his I Have a Dream speech. The next year, 1964, he was assassinated. And those two have a convergence. I feel both social justice and environmental justice, they converge right here in our valley.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, the song that we are going to play is called Let Not the River Divide Us, and it also came out of an activist inspiration from being near the border and then coming back, and Sophia was hard at work advocating for families who were being moved from the Basalt trailer home park.
Was that to Aurora?
Do you want to say
that? This was in 2013 when the town of Basalt forced out the whole neighborhood of the Panafork Mobile Home Park. And it was very devastating and continues to be devastating to this day. It was a huge loss of a big part of the low-income Latino community of Basalt, who no longer live in Basalt. And nothing is being built there, so way to go. Anyways, yeah, that was a big battle. It was like one of the pivotal moments of my life, honestly, yeah. Working with those families. So, yeah, let's play the song.
Yeah. I think that was a beginning. That was definitely a beginning. Sophia was fairly new in the band. New in the band, and it was clear that we had a committed activist on our hands, and we're really glad that we're doing this work.
Let not the river divide. Let not the river divide us. Let not the river divide. We were born on the banks of the river. You on one side and me on the other. And we grew strong on the gifts of our mother. We are distant, but we're sister and brother. And let not the river divide us. Let not the river divide. Why not let it unite us? Let not the river divide. In the morning the sun will rise, gonna shine in all of our eyes. Let not the river divide us. Let not the river divide. Like mud and stones, we got mighty water so near our home. I see your black braids and you see my gold. Share what we have and we share what we know. And let not the river divide us. Let not the river divide. Why not let it unite us? Let not the river divide. In the morning the sun will rise, gonna shine in all of our eyes. Let not the river divide us, let not the river
seen you all perform live in various environments, mm-hmm. and I always love it when somebody who's so polished on their CDs or out in a hops garden, they can come here and create the exact same magic. Like, yep, that was it. I've got chills. I don't even mind that it's hot in here.
Wonderful.
That's great. That's great. I want to pivot a little bit in terms of conversation.
Sure.
Because we've talked a lot about, you know, marrying your art and a larger social message. But Mateo, I just sat through a 4-week business incubation course with you at CoVenture.
Oh, no, we're going to talk business.
Oh, we're talking business, baby. Oh, no. We are talking business.
Let me get close to the mic and sit down. Hold
right?
On.
Yeah, make yourself cozy.
I got to focus here.
Well, because I think that that is something that gets overlooked, right? Like, I think Carbondale in particular prides itself, and we're very lucky to be able to rightfully say we're an arts-oriented community and there are a lot of resources. But at the end of the day, I feel like money sometimes becomes a dirty word for artists. Like, oh, I don't want to talk about money. But in order...
We need to talk about money.
Yes. In order to create your art in perpetuity, basically, there needs to be a sustainability conversation. Can you talk a little bit about how you all as a band had that conversation that led Mateo to you representing Let Them Roar in a business incubation class at CoVenture?
It's pretty much, who's going to do this?
you just drew the shortest straw, right? Yeah.
No, I'm very interested in the metrics and the numbers and the figures and just the almost like the matrix behind the scenes of what we see every day that sometimes has a big influence and even a motivator on what we're experiencing in the day to day. And so learning a bit about those metrics and things like that, I saw very valuable, and I'm very grateful to have been a part of CoVenture in a way. I represented Let Them Roar, and also got to meet a room full of really driven entrepreneurs. I've never identified with myself as an entrepreneur. I was a ranger with the U.S. Forest Service. I worked with the Forest Service for over a decade, and working as a civil servant. service orientated as a complete end of the opposite end of the spectrum than an entrepreneur. So it was really sobering to be in that room with a bunch of amazing, talented people. And I really took away that you can be of service. And I think in my belief right now is that the best way to be an entrepreneur is to be in service to your community. And what we're doing in Let Them Roar, I feel has the potential global reach, not just here in the Valley, to maybe speak to those that are interested in what we're doing. And what I mean by that is we believe in the power of music to connect, heal, and inspire. And we're in service to that power in a way that we desire to raise the volume of the voices in our community that aren't being heard or listened to and that have wisdom that can bring our community closer together and create that harmony that we all, I feel, really deep inside in our heart of hearts believe is possible.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's kind of a lovely parallelism that you all are playing tonight as an introduction, launching your single at the same evening that Pearl and Wood is closing their local chapter. Yeah. Have you guys thought about, pie in the sky a year from now? Who is Let Them Roar?
I'm just trying to get through tonight. But thank you. Sorry.
This summer is, there's a lot happening for us right now. We are, speaking of business, we made a decision about a year ago to really step it up on the business side of things. And we bought a van. That was like best decision ever.
Yeah.
We fixed a flat tire last night.
Yeah. That's a great exercise in teamwork.
Anyways, we hired a publicist. We're getting a lot of media right now. We were just in Westword magazine in Denver.
I saw that.
Which is amazing. And we're getting some professional support from other people in the music industry whose names we're not going to mention yet. But I don't know what's going to happen, but I think we're going to continue growing. We're going to release an album in 2020.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah. Sky's the limit. Not even.
Yeah. I think it's important to mention, at least for me, like with the growth, I'm speaking for all of us, but I have a real desire for us to deepen our friendship. And at the end of the day, no matter where we wind up or what happens, we remain friends in a way that's really meaningful, valuable, and we feel the love that I feel continues to grow between all of us.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful sentiment.
Yeah. I'd say that's been our strongest commitment.
Yeah.
You were going to say something?
No. I do want to say something. It's a non sequitur, though.
Should we play a song and then you can kind of come in?
I wanted to suggest a different song, actually.
Oh, really? Oh, I was just, I felt a bit great.
Okay,
segue.
Well, we can.
What do you want
to play? I was just to see if you guys want to play Kathmandu to Pokhara.
Oh.
Well, yeah, if we like open up about it.
Sure. Yeah. Okay, sure. Yeah, Kathmandu to Pokhara is, it's funny because we were going to play a song called Waterbound that is, I love playing in the springtime because it's about flooding. And we're definitely teetering on a brink right now. I love the sentiments of the power of nature and this one, we play a lot of songs about rivers. this one was inspired. Aaron and I got to go to Nepal and visit my family there. And we brought a green plastic ukulele, and he found this melody while we were on the bus. And when you're driving to Pokhara from Kathmandu, you go up and down and up and down and up and down through these crazy, extreme river valleys and ridges, and so that's the initial inspiration for the song, and the rest of it is about how we are each playing our role every day to make the world that we live in.
Step up to the game. step up to the game.
Awesome. Awesome. I unfortunately only have like one more minute with you all.
Okay. I just want to say yes. A couple things.
Yeah.
Forgot to mention earlier that our goal with this campaign is to raise $40,000. Yeah. And you can donate as little as a dollar or as much as you want. And I think we can reach that goal if everyone participates and shares. So go to our website, letthemroar.com. That's where you can participate and share it with your friends. And let's make it happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, this was a really collaborative project. We recorded at Cool Brick Studios. We worked with Misery Loves Company for mixing and mastering. Valerie Rose is featured in our music video. The music video was made by Van Wampler. So a lot of local talent and also several guest musicians, Sarah Graff and Minsei Wu.
Yeah. It's an amazing.
Just amazing.
Yeah. It's a great representation of our valley.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And beyond.
And beyond. You guys are so on brand.
We've been trained.
Right? I love it. Well, Let Them Roar, thank you so, so much. I know. I will personally see you this evening at the launch pad.
Thanks, Katie and Kay. Public Woo-hoo. Radio.
Woo-hoo.